Maseches Demai, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Gimel, 4-3. This Mishnah has a number of interpretations. In the Mefarshim, I'm going to say just according to the Bartanura, as is the policy here. The Mishnah is discussing the case of Demai and the obligation to at least be Kore Shem, to designate verbally Maiser Ani. Maiser Ani is the tie that goes to the poor person. You'll recall that in the seven-year cycle, there are two mini cycles of 3 years each. So those years 1, 2, 3 is one mini cycle. Year 4, 5, 6 is a second mini cycle. And then year 7 is a Shemitah year, and there's no tithes taken whatsoever. So in each of those two mini 3 year cycles, the first 2 years, there is a Maiser Sheni tithe. And in the third year, there's a Maiser Ani tithe. Maiser Sheni is the food where its value goes to Jerusalem. And the Maiser Ani is that second tithe after Maiser Rishon, and is given to poor people. So up to now in the Masech, we've focused on the fact that the Maiser Sheni, that second tithe, must be removed. The Kedusha must be removed from the Demai and put on coins, and those coins can go to Jerusalem. Now we're discussing the question of what's with the Maiser Ani, the tithe that goes to poor people. Now, when it comes to Maiser Ani, once it's been separated from the Demai, there's no intrinsic prohibition of eating the Maiser Ani beyond the fact that it may not belong to you, it may belong to a poor person. But the rule is always, Hamotzim Mechaver or Lavaraya, in monetary matters, the burden of proof is on the one who wants to exact the property from the person who is currently the Muchzik, who has possession of it. So here, you've purchased your Demai, you're the Muchzik, you have possession of it. If the Ani, the poor person, wants to extract it from you and say you owe him that tithe, he has to bring proof that the Demai wasn't tithed properly. Until then, you are allowed to keep it and eat it. So there's no problem with separating the Maiser Ani and just eating it yourself. The question is, do you need to actually at least verbally designate it as distinct from the rest of the food? That's called Kriya Shem. Literally, that means Kore Shem is to call it a name, to give it a name, meaning to verbally designate that 10% of the food after the first 10% that went to Maiser Rishon, and then the Trumas Maiser, there's the second 10% that's going to be Maiser Ani. Must one do that? Now, according to the Bartanura, food that has Maiser Ani mixed into it, prior to Kriya Shem, prior to the designation of the Maiser Ani being distinct, carries with it a Misa B'dei Shemaim, a premature death penalty, and therefore things are quite severe. But according to the Bartanura, the Amhei Aretz, the regular people who aren't Ne'eman, aren't relied upon regarding their tithing, still were careful regarding at least Kriya Shem, the verbal designation of the Maiser Ani in those years, because they don't want to poison the food supply and cause premature death to people. They just kept it for themselves, according to the Bartanura. So they were Kore Shem, they designated Maiser Ani, and they just ate it themselves, or gave it away, but it doesn't make a difference. The point is they didn't leave the Maiser Ani still undesignated. So therefore, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Adam Tzarech Likro Shem LeMaiser Ani Shel Demai. Rabbi Eliezer holds, there's no need to even make a verbal designation of the Maiser Ani in the food, because since the Amhei Aretz understand that they must make such a verbal designation, or when they sell the food, claiming it's been tithed, they're essentially poisoning and causing premature death to the purchaser, so they can be relied upon to at least verbally declare the Maiser Ani separate. And therefore no need for the purchaser to make a second declaration of Maiser Ani when he purchases Demai. However, the Chacham Omrim Kore Shem Be'en Tzarech L'Hafrish, the Chacham say, no, you must at least do verbal designation of the Maiser Ani. There's no need to actually physically separate it because of its Hamotzim Mechaver Lavaraya. There's the burden of proof is on the poor person to claim it's his. But since it costs you, the purchaser of the Demai, nothing to do a verbal designation, you must do it just in case, because, so to speak, better safe than sorry. Even though most Amhei Aretz are good about taking off Maiser Ani, since it costs the purchaser nothing to just verbally designate it as Maiser Ani, he must do that. And that is the halach, like the Chacham, one must at least verbally designate the Maiser Ani as such.